Welcome to Tapped In. My name is David Figueroa Martinez of DFM Coaching. And this week we're going to be discussing chest over chest passing concept. Back in April, I went to BJJ Mental Models camp in Kentucky at Rough Hands. And one of the guys that they had on there, I think the first day, was Josh McKinney of I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu. If you are a fan of podcasts, highly suggest it. First off, in watching him teach, he has this incredible way of like making you really engaged, and you're not just there for the content or the technique. You're actually there enjoying a show is what it felt like to me. He had a way of making things feel lighthearted. Simple, easy to understand and grasp. He just had this innate ability of making people laugh. So I genuinely absolutely love this class. If you get a chance to either take a class or a seminar from him, highly recommend it. So the concept that he taught was chest over chest. And he had us kind of play standing and one person on their back and just kind of maintaining it. And then he had us actually trying to secure the takedown or the guard pass. And the thing that I got from it was its simplicity and its approach. Sometimes when we discuss guard passing, I'm guilty of this too, because guards can get really intricate. So we're worried about so many different things. The feet, the hands, the grips, the angles. Are they hooking? Are they pushing? Are they pulling? Like all these different things start coming into play. And sometimes you can lose students who are kind of new to the process and they can't figure out what they're supposed to be doing because they're supposed to be doing so many different things. So my key takeaway that passing with him wasn't just movement. It was committal to being in a specific position. So his idea was your chest is just going to be hovering over their chest however you pass. He didn't care if you use knee cut, if you use any other variation of a knee cut or variation of a pass. He did not teach a genuine pass in the way we know it of like knee cut, double unders. He didn't teach any of that. What he did teach was, I want you to hover over. So if you can imagine someone on their back, you're standing over them, you're probably bent over. And your job, if you can create a plane or a space over your opponent, like if you're doing a bombing run, you need to be exact, kind of just over it. And what it created was a weird angle for the guard to play. It created this weird, like when I've been doing it ever since I got back, people almost look puzzled. They don't quite know what to do because generally speaking, when we attack a guard, we're in front of it, but like at a certain distance. And at that distance, the opponent, bottom on bottom, can sit, they can hook, they can lasso, they can get grips. And there's this sweet spot for everyone based on their height where the guard works really well. There's this moment where you take a step or two back and the guard doesn't exist because there's no contact. Similar things happen when you crowd the bottom person and they're not able to get the type of range that they really want. It's almost like when you watch two boxers and there's a healthy distance where both can touch each other. They can jab, they can throw straight. And it's that boxing range where they're both throwing punches. And then there's a spot where they say, you're fighting in a phone booth, where they're almost chest to chest. And the person with the shorter arms generally gets the better of the other person because they can work in that short distance with short shots, short punches, and really create damage. It's kind of what happens when we're doing chest to chest. It's harder for the bottom person to really develop the kind of guard that's going to create a huge amount of problems for you. So I've been implementing it by, let's imagine they're on their back. I don't go straight in. Like if I can see both legs, I'm looking down the middle between both knees. I don't walk straight in. I take a step to the left. And if we can imagine the body like a rectangle, you have the top portion, the shoulders, bottom portion, the hips. I go to my left and I attack that left corner. That's just my preferred spot. And what it allows me to do is I come in at an angle where the teeth of the guard that they're playing, whatever it may be, has to either turn to me, or I get a little bit of advantage because the far side leg can't play as well. I will often step in, and then we start playing. I'm bent over. I am defending or fending off where the feet are. I don't want the feet on me. I don't want the soles of their feet on me. I don't want them to hook all that much. So there's a lot of fending stuff off. And I just started playing from there. I didn't try to pass necessarily. I didn't try to create anything over the top. I just wanted to see how long it would take before they sort of gave up playing guard, or I can get chest to chest. But I made the time longer on purpose. I really wanted to get some reps in, just staying in that position. What happens is some people, they'll start to getting smart, and maybe they grab your gi top and I want to balloon sweep you. So you got to drop the hips. Most people will want to push you away, or they'll scoot themselves away to get that perfect range of where the guard's supposed to be. And that's been a little bit of a challenge. So I start to push back. Sometimes I lean in. Sometimes I push my weight in. Sometimes I start pushing the legs off and I step back in. But it's just a continual game of back and forth where I'm trying to keep everything there. They want to push me off center. Once you've started playing the game a little bit, you'll understand it. It'll become a little bit easier. And you'll actually see the guard coming better from that position, because the legs have to kind of come around, and you can see and you can sense them coming around far clearer, for me at least, than before. I'm not getting caught in really intricate guards at the moment, and I don't know if that's because maybe the people that I'm training with, or they're still stuck in that moment of like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what he's doing. And they're kind of like, they haven't adjusted to it. It's all possible. So for me, it's simplified my passing. It's allowed me to almost walk into the guard and just play. I've been doing this to white belts, blue belts, everyone up the line. And some people will give me a little bit of heart, especially people who play more in the middle, like butterfly. If they're dexterous with their legs and they know how to really move them a certain way, sometimes I get caught in that space where they don't let me turn the corner and they get back butterfly. Some people have gotten really slick with getting underhooks, which I've had to fight off. But for the most part, my passing is really simplified right now. I'm not passing heavy pressure like I used to, which I still love doing. It's allowing me to kind of conserve energy. And then once the feet and arms are kind of out of position, that's when I start to lower my chest and I let gravity take over. I'm not like slamming myself down or anything like that. Don't get it confused, but it's a gradual step down and I start to drop my weight. Sometimes their frames have to carry it. And then I start to feel the frames and see where they're pushing and where they're not. If the frame, let's say if we're in almost like a knee shield half guard, I'm on my feet. So I'm not on my knees when I'm doing this. I'm on my feet. And because of the angle, it creates a little weird slant to their shield. And sometimes I can make it collapse. Sometimes they collapse it on their own and I can come over the top and pinch both knees together. Sometimes I can go over towards the head side and like bury my head in their chest or shoulder and kind of pivot on that. Go to north-south. So it's just been eye-opening for me. I'm not worried about a bunch of different grips. I'm not worried about being too intricate or too fancy. It's just, where's the weight? Where are the frames? Where do I feel an empty spot? And then kind of making my way to that. I also play, so the guards that I think kind of take this model on, float passing big is a huge one. Joseph Chen, his kind of, I think he calls it tripod passing. Those are two that just, they come to mind immediately that borrow heavily from this concept or utilize this concept. If you want to look at their passing, I think it'll help a lot. I think it'll give you context to kind of what I'm talking about. I'll be posting an article on Friday with a couple of examples for links of what Josh was discussing and going over. And then the other examples of the type of chest to chest passing that I'm seeing that are really great examples of it. The mechanics, again, just to keep it basic, I'm bent forward. My head is sort of low. My hips are high. I'm feeling for the empty spots in the guard. We're not keeping it, we're not getting complicated with why is my hand here? Why is my hand there? Just feel. If this is brand new for you and you want to get some reps in, make a game out of it where you and your partner, you don't pass. All you do is try to keep your head and chest over their chest and just fend things off. Make it, I don't know, a minute, 2 minutes. Doesn't even have to be 100%. All you're doing is just kind of seeing what they could do, what they can't do, what they don't do well, and then finding those empty spots where you can then start to maybe take the action or the take an angle and going into that zone. If you have any questions on this, please ask. I have been teaching it. I've taught it like two or three times, three different classes. And from what I can see, it's benefited students even who are newer to the game, and they're passing a little differently now. They're passing more intuitively opposed to having techniques in their mind that they feel they need to do. For the advanced people who have a passing structure anyway, don't think that this doesn't apply to you. I think that it'll elevate your guard passing even more because you won't be locked into a specific pass. You won't be locked into a specific position. And then you'll start to feel where your own passing sequences or the things that you really like can be utilized far easier than you thought. I'm finding knee cut, which is the first pass that I ever learned. I'm finding the use of that a bit more now and not being forced. Because the position that I'm in for chest over chest doesn't actually it doesn't feed into or give an initial pass. When I was passing, the first thing you would see is that I'm knee cutting. So it was harder to defend, or easier to defend, I should say. Now that I'm doing chest over chest and I'm just feeling for what's coming, they don't see the knee cut coming as often as before. They don't see the leg weave from half guard as easily as they would before. Sometimes I'm chest over chest and I'm barreling down a little bit. And then I take a half step back and maybe bullfighter pass or something similar to that. And it takes the legs completely out of the way. And they don't respond as well as they would have. Because again, it's kind of masking how I want to actually pass. And they are determining which ones of the passes that I want to do are actually working. Sometimes I initiate maybe a knee cut. And then they'll grab my ankle. So now we're kind of like a knee cut, quarter knee cut, that weird phase where you can't get the leg free. I'll plant my hands over their shoulders and I'll slide the trapped leg all the way across so we end up in quarter mount. And from there, I start float passing. And that, again, it's a version of chest over chest, in my opinion. And it allows me to kind of exhaust them because now they have to defend, they have to hold, they have to frame, they have to push me away. And they're trying to get that guard back into play. And I'm just kind of weaving my legs and pressing and changing the angle. And when I feel that they've gotten a little bit tired, then I land them out and we're in dominant position that I want. So it's a really interesting concept, really simple. If you have not tried it, I highly recommend it to put some time into it. It's going to simplify a lot of the things that you're doing. It's going to be more intuitive. I think that it saves a lot of energy, saves some frustration, and you can just play. And if you're one of the eco kids that just loves that game, you can do this all day and just kind of like pick different partners, different body types, see who's really good at presenting quality guards and start utilizing this and seeing how their guard maybe doesn't shift very well to where it would normally shift if you were approaching it the way you normally do. So it's a fantastic way to almost change the dynamic of how you think and pausing your thoughts and then engaging your responses without thinking, a bit more instinctually. If you start using this and you have any questions, please let me know. If you start using this and it's beneficial to you, I want to know those stories too. I want to see how you're passing. Tell me how it's elevated your passing. I want to know what level you are so that I can see like, oh yeah, it's working with white belts, blue belts, higher. Again, this is not something I created. Josh McKinney, he takes all the credit. Again, if you ever want to go see, if you get the chance to go to his class or a seminar, his, highly recommend it. Anyways, any questions, hit me up, dfm.2099 on Instagram and Threads, dfmcoaching.com if you want to work with me. If you're in San Diego, I am doing a Kimura seminar, $30. And if you come in, that money goes to a family whose child is having open heart surgery this month. And we're trying to help them out as much as we can. If you can't make it, maybe you're out of town, but you want to help, there's a GoFundMe link that you guys can click. If you can help, huge, I'd be eternally blessed. But anyways, till next time, thank you.